Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are supposed to have a very special guest, Psalmist Anita Gerald Robinson. And if she's unable to attend today, we will reschedule. But the Lord has given me something in the stead of that if she is not able to appear today on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I want to thank God, my family, and friends for joining me today and this morning at this particular hour, at this particular moment, at this particular season. I want to read Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask that you continue to touch us and help us to be the people you would have us to be, Lord. Help us to be individuals whom you are pleased with and who do and accept your great word. Lord, we ask with this particular ministry be something that you are pleased with, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you bless the guest and that you bless those individuals who are listening right now, Lord. We ask that you crown this head from the top to the bottom and that you give a word, Lord, in the stead of the absence of your child, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help to uplift us and magnify your holy name. We thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. And we thank you for the mighty word that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I guess has not made it yet. And as you know, we may have to reschedule, but God says that you are always supposed to be ready. Be you ready at all times. Amen. And God always gives a word to his children. Is that right? All right. So on today, let's talk a little bit about the goodness of God. Because as I told you the day before, and I want you to get out a sheet of paper, as I told you the day before, I said that there were three types of people, those who were walking in their seasons, I said those who were getting dressed, and then I said we had a fragile group, and those were the individuals who were categorized as those who were thinking about getting dressed. And so the Lord gave me a word, and I want to share it with you. Actually, the Lord has given me a word, amen, and I want to share it with you because I feel that it's very befitting for all of the children of God to know the expectations of God and what God is getting ready to do. And so I spoke to you about the three groups that the Lord gave me, those particular three groups. God says that his love is the same, and he says that his love does not change. And as I told you before, God has made an investment in each and every one of us, and just because one sheep may have gone astray, God says that he leaves the 99 to go find that one. Why? Because we're all valuable. But I want to share with you what the Lord has given me at this particular moment, and God says that his love, I want you to write the word love, love is constant. Love is constant. He says no matter what level you're on, he says his love is still constant, meaning that his love does not change. Just because you're thinking about coming unto Christ and you may still enjoy those worldly things, God says that his love is still constant for you. Just because you're getting dressed and you may every now and then have to take off something or add something. God says his love is still the same. God says, and then if you're walking in the will of God, if you're walking in the season, God says his love still remains constant, even though you know him and you do not have to search for him. So his love is constant. That's number one. Number two, he says the will. He says each person was assigned a will when you were conceived before conception. God says that he knew your path. That's why it says order my steps. God says your steps are already ordered. When we go through the drive-thru in a line, we have to order. And God says, because he already know us, you know, how many of you go to a restaurant so often that they already know what you're going to pick? But sometimes you may deviate from what you want to eat. But God says that the will is constant. It does not change. Because why? He knows you. Why does he know you? Because that's your Father. He says, so the will will not change. He says, you have a destination, each and every one of you. You have a destination that you can see. He said that you cannot see, excuse me. But God says that he has already given the blueprint, and all you have to do is either accept him or continue to walk in the will of God. So we have love, which is constant. We have the will of God, which is already, God said, that is already created. You see how I'm setting this stuff up? And then number three, God says he has the love, he has your will, and then God says there is you. He says he's very personal with you. God says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. He says, knock, and the doors shall be open. But God says, in this particular part, he says, for some reason, even those individuals who are walking in the will sometimes miss the mark because of our thinking. God says thinking is very critical in this will walking. I want you to put thinking and put a circle around it. Put thinking in the middle and put a circle around it. When you think, God says our thoughts manifest into our will. Our thoughts manifest into our will. So you have a circle and you put thinking inside of that circle. Then outside of that circle, there's an arrow, which is manifestation, because everything you thought about is manifesting on earth. And God says, because it's manifesting on earth, it is going to dictate to you which way you should go. Should you walk in the will of God or should you walk out of the will of God? If you're thinking negative, you're going to walk out of the will of God, put an arrow. And then if you're walking in the will, you're going to walk in the will of God. He says, but it originates from your thinking. And so God says that it does not matter what level we are on. He says we must control. The most important thing is our thinking. After, he says, after relationship, after forming a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he says we must think. Now, I told you that that last group was thinking about coming on board with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But God says we must have a relationship, we must think, and then we must act. He says faith without works is dead. Once you are in the will of God, a lot of people get comfortable because what happens is opportunities start coming to you. You no longer have to search for opportunities. They start coming to you because God is in control and God is able to do everything but fail. So those opportunities begin to come to you. So when those opportunities come to you, then you start to become comfortable. And then your thinking is that, okay, I can slack off a little bit from praying, slack off a little bit from going to church, slack off from this or that. But the thinking is what is important. And then after your thoughts, then you need to act, because faith without works is dead. So we have relationship, we have thinking, and we have acting. We must act on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want you to remember this. God's love for us, no matter what level we're on, is constant. His will is already done. Somebody say already done. Amen. That's a very strong gesture. His will is already done. And he says you. He has personalized everything for you. Okay? He says so he loves you consistently in spite of whatever level. He says and his will is already done. And he said this is all for you. He says but this must be a mutual thing in that you have to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You must not only think on the good things when you're thinking about what you want to do, but you must think about God. You must be, your thinking must manifest good things. And where does our thoughts come from? A lot of people start trying to analyze the brain. God says it's more than the brain. Our thinking comes from our environment. It comes from the people around us, believe it or not. It comes from our past experiences. And God says you must oh taste and see that the Lord is good. You must experience the Lord before you can change your thinking. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you must change your circle, and you must focus on God in order to control your thinking. Then God says you must act. He says faith without works is dead. Don't get so comfortable, as I said before, in the, you know, cruise lane that you forget that you need to get up and move to the destination. Meet your destination halfway. God says that he orders our steps. God says if we take a step, he will take many more. Our steps must be ordered, but they must be ordered by God, because if not, then you're just walking to be walking. You're not walking with a purpose. You're not walking with a direction. You're just walking to be walking. So be sure that even when you're in those three groups, God says that he loves you. He says the will is already done. He says that he did this all for you, right? God says, I go to prepare a place. And a lot of people correlate that with death. Amen? And that is correlated with death. But God says on earth, he goes to prepare a place for you, right? And that place is his will, okay? And so just remember, God loves you. The will is already done. And this is for you. And remember, you must have a relationship with God. You must think on the good things, and you must act in faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what the Lord wanted to share. And I want to tell you that the Lord has been so good, and his mercy endures to all generations, and his mercy endures forever. God says, be ye all ready, always ready, because you never know the day nor the hour. And he's also speaking about teaching and ministry, because you never know the day nor the hour. And you must utilize, God says, utilize your time wisely. What does that mean? That means that, for instance, if you are a talk show host, if you are co-hosting something and someone is unable to attend, God says that you should always be ready to give a word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says, be ye always ready. You never know, as I said before, when you go into the stores. You never know when you go different places where people may need a word. They may need you to pray over them, and you have to be ready. And God says you have to act on your faith. But your thinking must be parallel to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I do want to give you some announcements, and the Lord has given me a verse to read. I don't know what the verse is, but I'll have it after the announcements. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, anyone who is interested in coming on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, please do so. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to mark your calendars for the second week in June, where we will have our youth talent show. Make sure that you mark your calendars for that. I would love, love, love to see you at our youth talent show. Our youth are going to display some great things. I already know that, so be sure to do that for me. In addition to that, just keep trusting in God, you know, keep trusting in his word. You know, because God never fails. God, you know, there's no need to worry, because God never fails. He's that type of God. That's the type of God that we serve, a God that never fails. And so we need to make sure that we always trust in God. I'm going to read, and I was looking at the implications of Isaiah 3 that the Lord gave me. And I'm going to go back, excuse me, I'm going to go all the way to Isaiah 3, 1 through 5. See now the Lord Almighty is about to take from Israel, excuse me, Jerusalem and Judea, both supply and support, all supplies of food and all supplies of water. The hero and the warrior, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor, skilled craftsman, and clever enchanter. I will make mere youths their officials. Children will rule over them. People will oppress each other, man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The young will rise up against the old, the nobody against the honored. God is getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, to, and that's an implication, when he says the children, he's not talking about as in age, as in children whom we see daily on a daily basis. God is not speaking about that. He is speaking about those individuals who have humbled themselves like a child. He says those individuals are getting ready to rise up. He says these big names, and we're going to call them name brand people, these big names are going to have to step down, and the nobodies, the ones that people don't know about, he says those will be honored. He says he's getting ready to exalt those people. Your season is here. But God says if you have a grand name, a big name, he says remain humble like a child. God likened this unto children. We're not saying the children are going to take over and tell adults what to do. That's not what God is saying. He's saying that those individuals who are oppressed, who are afflicted, those individuals who no one knows, God is getting ready to make a great name of those people. So look out for that, because that's what God gave me in the middle of my session. So God says remain humble like a child, remain innocent like a child. Amen. And so if we do that, God is able to use us more, rather than if we're already, as the world considers it, great or big or well known. God says that if we do not open up ourselves unto him and humble ourselves and be in submission unto him, we will have to step down. So let us humble ourselves and let us be innocent as children, and let us find ourselves doing the work of the Lord. Is that okay? Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. As I said before, if anyone wants to say anything, feel free to do so. And as you all know, please join me back on tomorrow, as the Lord is going to give me something else to say to you. Once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.